Residents in 10 Melbourne postcodes have returned to lockdown overnight in a bid to contain the latest COVID outbreak. 73 new infections were recorded yesterday. Worryingly, 20 of those are classified as having come through community transmission, meaning it's not known how they caught the virus. The new restrictions are another setback for tourism operators across Victoria who've had school holiday bookings cancelled at the last minute. Rachel Mealy reports.
As Victoria grapples with the coronavirus clusters, new claims are emerging about the hotel quarantine fiasco that's been linked to one of the biggest outbreaks. The Herald Sun's reporting that security guards slept with some of the people in quarantine and were also caught sleeping on the job. The Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt was asked about the claims on Channel 7.
If those statements are true, that would be completely and utterly unacceptable, and we would encourage the Victorian authorities to throw the book at them if any of these individuals or the firms have behaved inappropriately. Right now, there will be a judicial inquiry and we welcome that, we endorse that.
For tourism operators across Victoria, the latest lockdowns are another headache. Christine Adams owns the Marysville Caravan and Holiday Park.
In the past few days, there's still been a lot of confusion of are we in a hotspot area or not? And so we're right on the edge. Should we be coming? Shouldn't we be coming? We've now just with the announcement of the postcodes, we've been saying if you're in that postcode, you can't come. It's helped to make it a lot clearer for us in understanding what they can and can't do.
She says she's given refunds to customers who've been forced to cancel their travel plans. Now the Victorian government has announced a $5 million fund to reimburse tourism operators who face cancelled bookings as a result of the latest lockdown rules. Christine Adams is relieved.
That will certainly be very helpful to a lot of businesses where it's been a huge struggle over the last few months, obviously. And for a business like ours, we were closed down for completely, 100% for 3 months. And we had to give it an awful lot of refunds back when that original close down happened. And then over the last week or so, again, it's been happening because of people being in hotspot areas.
Felicia Mariani is the chief executive of the Victoria Tourism Industry Council. She says tourist sites and accommodation providers are still bound by the 20-person limit, and this is causing distress to some businesses.
Many of those operators can't really function on a cap of 20. They needed to get to that 50 to make the model viable for them to open. And when we were unable to move to 50, that was a big blow for a lot of the industry. It's been to say it's been a difficult and challenging time is just really an understatement.
She'd like to see the rules allow for a two-speed recovery to allow some tourism operators to get back on their feet.
We've been talking in all of our discussions with government and talked about previously the need to look at a bit of a two-speed easing of restrictions. We do have many of our regional areas across the state that have really seen little or no impact from coronavirus in terms of infections, of course. So in those areas where, you know, again, we've been talking through our discussions with government about the chance to look at the easing of some of those restrictions at potentially different levels than what's happening in Melbourne or the Greater Melbourne region.
That's Felicia Mariani, the Chief Executive of the Victoria Tourism Industry Council, and our reporter there, Rachel Mealy.